come alive, come alive in my body. Dream, come alive, come alive.
Hi, this is Molly, and you are listening to episode 39 of the Clean Food Dirty Girl podcast. I almost said hi there, and then I just said hi, so it kind of came out hi. That was kind of strange, but I'm just going to leave it in because I've already redone this intro a couple of times, and frankly, that is good enough, so we're just going to leave well enough alone. All right, today we're going to talk about other people, and I'm going to be talking specifically for people who find it challenging to eat a whole food plant-based diet when the people around them do not eat that way and when that makes other people uncomfortable. So I see this come up a lot, and the struggle is I want to eat this way, but my family isn't on board, and my family has, you know, looks that they give me, and they have things they say to me, and it makes them uncomfortable, and it makes it hard for me then to continue eating this way, and I end up sort of eating the stuff that they're eating, or maybe just eating like vegan food, but not necessarily healthy food, just to kind of join in on the social aspect of gathering and eating. So maybe eating, like ordering French fries at a restaurant instead of, you know, ordering a salad and bringing your own dressing, or ordering a big plate of steamed veggies or whatever. So I know that people struggle with this, and here's what I want to say about this. So the first thing to keep in mind is that if you are worried about how other people are reacting to the choices that you make, and if you're upset by how other people respond to what you're doing, the first thing to keep in mind is that you are never responsible for how anybody else reacts to what you're doing. So you don't have the power to make somebody else upset. Somebody else is upset because their thoughts and their beliefs about what you're doing, not about what you're doing. It's not about you. It's about them and their belief system and what they think about what you're doing, what they think maybe they should be doing and not, right? Maybe you're mirroring something in them. Like, they want to eat healthy and they see you, and maybe it's a reflection, and then they don't feel good about it and then make comments or make faces or whatever. So the first thing is to really just get to understand that you're not responsible for how other people feel. You get to live your life and make your choices that are best for you. And everybody else gets to think whatever they want to think about that. But you are not the reason for their upset. You eating plant-based are not the reason for their upset. Their thoughts about you eating plant-based are the reason for their upset. And that is theirs. That is not yours. One thing that my mom always says, and I've kind of taken it from her, is reminding yourself, not my shit, not my shit, right? I'm choosing to eat plant-based. Somebody is upset because they think that's a bad idea, or for whatever's going on in their brain. That's not my shit. I'm not responsible for how people feel about me or about what I'm doing. I'm responsible for being the best human that I can be and for making the best choices that I need to make for myself. That's it, right? So the first thing is just to change that belief of thinking that you are responsible for how people are feeling. And this is amazing news that you're not, because if you're responsible for how other people feel, this means that other people are responsible for how you feel. And if other people are responsible for how you feel, then we're all fucked. Because that means that other people would be in charge of us. They'd be in charge of how we feel and how we show up and what we do. And that's not the case. So if we have a belief that we're the reason why somebody is upset, that means that we're the, that means that somebody, other people are the reason why we're feeling how we're feeling. And the problem with this is that, well, A, it's first not true. It's not how it works. B, if another person is responsible for how I feel, then that's great when another person would be making me feel good. But what happens when that other person is making me feel bad? I don't, my life and my choices and my happiness and my emotional life, that's up to me. That's not up to anybody else. If you think that another person is responsible for how you're feeling, then you're giving all of your power away to other people. And that is, that's a lot. That's a lot. Do you really want to give your power away to other people? I mean, it is an option. You can, right? But the thing is that even if you think that you are responsible for how other people feel or that other people are responsible how you feel, that's not true. That's not how it works. We feel a certain way because of our thoughts and our beliefs. Other people feel a certain way because of their thoughts and their beliefs. So doing the work of like separating that out and understanding where feelings come from in the first place. Feelings come from our thoughts. My feelings come from my thoughts. Always. It's not the other people. It's not the stuff outside of me. It's not the weather. It's not what's going on in the world. It's not my cat. It's not other people's choices or other people's opinions. My feelings are always coming. I'm creating my feelings with my thoughts, with my beliefs, with what I'm telling myself every day, right? That's where feelings come from. The same is true for you. Your feelings come from your thoughts and your beliefs. Nothing outside of you gets to dictate and be in charge of how you feel. And you flip that over, same thing for everybody else. We're not in charge of how people feel. We can't make somebody feel a certain way. We can do something and that might trigger a thought, or that might rub up against a belief they have in a way that's prickly. But again, that's on them. That's their shit. Right? So understanding that is sort of the first part of this. Knowing that you aren't responsible for other people's feelings and other people are not responsible for your feelings. And that really is the underlying premise of becoming an emotional adult. You take responsibility for your feelings. You are not under this belief that everybody else is making you feel a certain way. That's so limiting because then you'll be limited by what other people are saying and doing. And I don't know about you, but no, thank you. Right? If somebody says to me, hey, okay, let's just take for example, if I'm like, hey, I really want to run a marathon, which for the record, I never would because I actually hate running. But let's just say, okay, it's like opposites day. And I really wanted to run a marathon and somebody came up to me and said, hey, I just don't think that you're up for it. I don't think you can. I don't think you're strong enough. I mean, am I supposed to just take that and believe it and be like, oh, I can't do it because they said, but I'm not strong enough. Darn, I guess I'm going to put away that dream. Maybe they'll think I can do something else. Fuck that. I'd be like, oh, really? Okay, well, that is your opinion and that is your thought about it. And here I go. Watch me run this damn marathon. Watch me train. I'm going to do it. Nothing, you know, just because somebody says that they don't think it's a good idea or they don't think I can, that is not reality. That is just somebody's opinion. And we get to decide what we think about other people's opinions and about other people's reactions. So the second part of this is, okay, so we kind of separated that out and we realize we aren't responsible for how other people feel. Other people are not responsible for how we feel. Great. So now we get to decide, let's say we go to a restaurant and we're with our family and everybody's ordering, you know, pizza, let's just say. And I'm like, hey, I would like to order a big salad and I brought my own dressing. And can I please get a small pizza with just veggies and red sauce, which is probably something that I would order or do if I went to a pizza place with a bunch of people. And let's say my aunt would never, she's very sweet, but let's just say my aunt would say, hey, you know, that's kind of weird. What are you doing? I can't believe you eat that way. Or just give me a look, right? I would then get to decide what to do with that. I would get to decide what I make that mean. I would get to decide how I feel about that and ultimately how, what I think about that and ultimately how I feel about that. So you have options. There are so many options. We could think nothing about it. We could think like, okay, well, that person had a funny face or like a kind of shitty face and maybe they just need some extra love. Okay. We could make that mean that we are so weird and that we are an outcast from the group and that nobody loves us. We could make that mean, or we could think that we're doing something wrong or that we aren't normal or that maybe I shouldn't be doing this. There's something wrong with me. Or we could think that they are a big jerk and how dare they, and fuck them. Right? Like, we have so many options. But the question is, like, how do you want to feel when that happens? Do you want to feel mad? Do you want to feel like a victim? Do you want to feel neutral about it? Do you want to feel empowered? Do you want to feel love? Like, what do you want to feel? Do you want to feel compassion for yourself? Because all of those are an option. If I was at this pizza place and my aunt looked at me funny and said, you're a weirdo, I'd be like, heck yes, I am. I don't care. Yeah, I'm a weirdo. Awesome. I love being a weirdo and I love the other weirdos and I love you. And cheers. Now let's eat our food. And that's probably what I would do, because I wouldn't want to make that mean anything about me. Why would I? Especially when I get to decide, when I get to choose. Right? So you always get to decide how you are feeling about other people in your life and the things that they have to say. So that takes practice. That takes practice, but once you realize that it's up to you and that you get to decide how you feel because nobody else is in charge of your feelings or of your thoughts, then all of a sudden the world kind of opens up because you're not bound by what other people are thinking about you or that you think they are making you feel. Like, you have so many more options, and then you really just get to decide and play around with it. So I think this basic understanding, this basic beginning of emotional adulthood is really, really helpful, not just for eating a plant-based diet, but for anything you do, right? And I've been there. I used to really be convinced that, like, I was the reason for people's upset. And so then I would always try to change myself so that other people wouldn't be upset. And I'd always kind of tweak who I was or the choices I was making, because then I would make somebody else more comfortable. And guess what? That shit doesn't work. And then I'm compromising who I am, right? And then I'm sort of at the effect of other people. And so once I realized, oh, I don't have to change anything. I can just show up and be me, and then I can let the people around me have their own thoughts and feelings about it, and then they get to deal with that, and I don't have to do anything. I can just keep being myself. That is such freedom. such freedom. I'm going to tell you this story. So I've told this before, but maybe you haven't heard it. If you have, it's probably a good reminder. So there's this thing in my family with like the women in my family. We have a lot of windowsill decorations, you know, like little crystals and little rocks and little photos and little like ceramic little bowls and little animals and like a lot of little things. And it's like a lot of them. And if you go into my mom's house, she has them all over her windowsills. If you go into both of my sister's house, they both have them. And then I have them too, right? I guess it's just a family trend. And I really like them. They make me really happy. And Luann, my wife, she's not a fan of the windowsill decoration. And for the first like half of our relationship, she would kind of, you know, she had words about the windowsill decoration. She did not like the windowsill decoration. She wanted there to be nothing in the windows. She thought it was clutter and she didn't see the point. And she had a lot to say about it. And I always made that mean that there was something wrong with me and I had to change it. I had to move my decorations and put them in like my office in a little corner where I could see them where they wouldn't bother her. Or, you know, like I kind of felt like, oh, this is a really weird thing. And I made it mean something really personal. And then I even thought, well, if she thinks this about me, then she's probably having judgments about like my sisters and my mom. And then I would get pissed off and defensive about it. And when I started doing this work and started kind of coming into my emotional adulthood, I was like, wait a minute. These windowsill decorations, this is my house too. And the kitchen is sort of my area. And these windowsill decorations are staying. I don't care. She can deal with them. And I can allow her to have whatever feelings she wants about them. But these really make me happy. And so I was done sort of conforming so that she would be more comfortable. It is not the end of the world if my partner is uncomfortable with something that I like. Now, that's not to say there's not like compromise in a relationship and like communication that needs to happen with certain things. But with this particular instance, this is not the end of the world. This is my space. The kitchen is my domain. I don't put the window decorations in her office. I put them in the kitchen where I spend a lot of time. And so they were staying and she could deal with it. And I stopped. I just allowed her to have her feelings. I allowed her. And I did it with love, with compassion. Hey, I know you don't like these, but I really love them. So, you know, I love you and they're staying. I adore you and the windowsill decorations stay. And so that's just like a little example from my own life. But what happens if somebody in your life is upset, not by you, but something that you're doing is triggering a thought and feeling for them that is uncomfortable and they have a reaction to it? Can you be okay with that? Can you allow other people to be upset, to have some discomfort, to go through the process they're going to go through? Like, I think that so often we just don't like people to be upset. We don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. We can't stand the thought of like tension or an argument or some kind of, tension would be the best word, right? Between somebody or in the relationship. And so we quickly scramble and change things with who we are so that we can make other people feel better. And it's just nonsense because it's not our responsibility. We're not the reason why. And they're not the reason why we are feeling this way. So if we just, and listen, this work, like I don't have to tell Luann, hey, you know what? The reason you're upset isn't because the decorations on my window. The reason you're upset is because your thoughts and your beliefs about the decorations on the window. I don't need to tell her that. No way. I just need to know. I need to have a clear understanding that my feelings or because of the thoughts that I'm having about her upset. Right? And when I have thoughts and feelings about her upset, when I make it mean something about me, I'm going to suffer. But when I stopped making it mean something about me, and I just allowed her to have her experience, all of a sudden it wasn't a problem anymore. And it's not a problem anymore. So can you stay true to who you are? Can you allow the people in your life to be upset, to have some tension, to have some discomfort, to have some feelings? And can you do that? It's a fantastic practice. And you know, I think the other thing about this that I was thinking about is that when we try to make it all okay and we try to make other people feel better and we try to, okay, well, I won't do this so that you feel better. It's almost like we are taking away an opportunity for them to go through something that's not comfortable. And if we're just constantly making it better for them, then there's no need for them to go through the process of feeling discomfort. And as human beings, like, we need to be able to do that. We need to be able to feel some discomfort and know that it's okay. That feeling is valid. And it's okay to have a feeling of tension and discomfort. And that will pass. And what can you learn from that? And, you know, life is hard sometimes. Life isn't always easy. We don't always get to have like this life that's just always happy and okay. That's not the way that it works. So those are some things to consider. If you are feeling bad about other people's reactions to what you're doing, that's what you need to keep in mind. Right. The first thing is you are not responsible for their feelings and they aren't responsible for your feelings. And then the next thing is to really just allow other people in your life to have the uncomfortable feelings and allow that to be okay. And don't make it mean anything about you. Send them love, send yourself love, and know that they'll be okay. They'll be okay. And you'll be okay. So that's what I have for you today, and I hope that you have a fantastic week. This is the kind of stuff that I coach on in my group coaching program that is included in Plant Fueled Life. I do a group coaching session every single week, and I do a little bit of teaching, and then I call people up to coach them in the group. And dive into their particular and specific challenges as they come up. So I would love for you to join Plant Fueled Life, and I would love to be your coach and to coach you on various topics that you are feeling a little bit stuck or challenged by. Not to make you feel totally better, but for you to understand where your feelings are coming from. And the thoughts that you're having, and also encouraging you to allow discomfort to be there for other people, for yourself, and to understand how to process emotions, also really important. So anyways, Plant Fueled Life, link to join is in the show notes, and I hope that you have a fantastic, fantastic week. You just keep doing you, and you don't worry about what other people have to say about it. You just be the best person you can be and make the choices that are the best for you and send love out there for yourself and for everyone else. And I promise your life will be so much easier. Okay, have a beautiful day. Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoy this podcast, I would love it if you could rate and review it. That would mean a lot. And if you want to learn more about our whole food plant-based meal plans, head on over to our website, cleanfooddirtygirl.com, and check them out. You can also pick up a ton of plant-based recipes and resources and get inspired to celebrate human imperfection, because none of us are perfect. None of us, promise. And isn't that a relief? Oh my gosh. Okay, have a beautiful week, and I'll talk to you again soon. Dreamer.